Apparently, there is a book on Amazon called The Triceratops Forced Me, A Gay Dinosaur Story.
I need to read that book!
It's Monday, November the 17th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
Oh, damn it! I did it again!
Believe it.
I actually didn't mean to. I was thinking about you. I was thinking about me.
You were thinking about me.
I was.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. You guys threw me off.
I really like that catchphrase. I just want to say, like, I think that catchphrase is really good.
Whoa, what is this suck?
I don't know, like,
I know.
This is in real.
Yeah.
This is hard real. Like, removing myself from the fact that I'm
removing
part of this.
Yourself.
Yeah, that I'm a part.
Removing.
That I'm a part of this production. I really like that.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's good.
That's unreal.
Okay. That's the only thing I'll agree with you on, is that that catchphrase is very good.
I don't think there's anything to agree upon. I don't think it's very good.
What? I think it's very good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you also to these two boys. They got me a birthday present. This is my birthday this past week.
Right.
They got me what they get. Well, what I assume they'll get
30 years
me,
young.
I guess this is what they'll get me every year.
Uh-huh.
Is that they're going to get me a holiday gift box for Magic, even if I stop playing the game.
Until
I feel like this is going to be the recurring joke.
I can't wait until there's the digital version.
Just give me the digital version.
So that even if we're like in different parts of the world, be like, yo, check it out, happy birthday, digital gift box.
If anything, we just ship it to his house.
No.
Here's the digital gift box.
Yeah, here's the digital gift box.
For your MTG MMO.
Yeah. Oh. That'll be the day. I can't wait for the future. You have the next rest of your life to look forward to. Magic gift boxes.
Absolutely.
So many.
Yep. Yeah, so there you go. It was Blaven's birthday. It, anything else you guys want to mention happened this week? Anything new? Kids?
No, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
Slow week.
Slow week.
I agree.
Oh, I had a PA day.
Okay. What does that mean?
Like a professional activity day?
Because like, he works at a school, so he got one day off of work.
Wait, oh, so you didn't have to go in.
I never, but like, that's crazy.
Speaking of PA days.
Since high school, I haven't had a PA day.
So in the morning, my brother's already out for school by the time I wake up and get ready.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there in my underwear, blasting my music.
Mm.
I turn around, and there's just this shadowy figure.
He's
it
there.
Was Blaze.
Yeah.
I literally screamed.
like what
like,
kind
I
of
was like, ah! I'm like, ah! He's like, what? I'm like, what the? Why aren't you at school?
This is my special me time.
I'm in my underwear for a reason.
You know what I said? I said, this is how I get ready for work. Deal with it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Unreal.
So, on your PA day, Anthony, do you get paid for that?
No. No. I wish.
So, it's just a day off?
It's just a day off.
All right.
But it's a PA. I can say I had a PA day. At 24, I can say I had a PA day. Which is cool.
Unless, you know, you just couldn't get past high school.
True. True.
And you had a PA day trying to get your GED.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh.
I was in chapters.
Here we go.
I posted this on Twitter.
Okay.
I was in the manga section,
and
someone strategically and very smartly had left the how to flirt, like flirting for dummies in the manga section.
Oh, like the yellow.
Yeah, like the yellow. In the manga section. I'm like, that's smart. That's good. Whoever did this, it made me laugh out loud.
What if it wasn't deliberate? What if it was like...
Like a true accident?
Yeah, like what if it was like a... No, I don't mean like an actual... What if it was like an actual, like a super, like, nerd dude who's just like... He was actually reading the book, and he's like, I'm gonna go check out what new manga there is. And then he just put that down.
No, I thought it was funny that, what it said in Flirting for Dummies, right underneath it, was five books that says judge. I know, I read too much into it, but I'm like,
that
makes sense, you can just keep judging people. And
that's
just...
really good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pictures tell 1,000 words.
I know.
You know what else tells 1,000 words?
What?
Pics of the week.
Okay, so mine is kind of anime related.
Oh, tell me.
So apparently we landed on a comet. There was a satellite.
What do you mean by we?
No, like, as a human race.
Okay.
There was a satellite that dropped a drone onto a planet. But you know what? Of course, there's something more that overshadowed it. Like, one of the scientists who did the interview for it was wearing this shirt with, like, anime women on it, and some of them were naked or half-naked,
okay.
And people were outraged. Because you know those old Hawaiian anime shirts that have, like, the loud, like...
Oh, I saw this, yeah!
The loud...
Yeah. I gotta look this up.
Yeah, so he was wearing something with, like, a bunch of girls on it, and then people were outraged, and he started crying because people were like... He's like, oh, I made a mistake, and then the next time they interviewed him, he had, like, a sweet NASA jacket and stuff, like... Yeah, of course...
I saw that picture. I didn't know what it was in reference to, but now your story makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
It's basically, of course it would be overshadowed by a human, something scandalous like that.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, this conversation did not go in the direction I thought you were going to take.
You thought it was going to go all scientific on you?
No, I thought you were going to be like, it was overshadowed by Kim Kardashian.
No, I heard about that too.
Yeah.
With her ass and the champagne bottle.
Did you see the follow-up shots to that?
No.
They're full frontal.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw it.
Okay. Yeah, but... They're not quite as interesting as the champagne on the ass.
Yeah, but
that was an actual picture.
Yeah, back in the day.
Like,
yeah.
It was like an artist rendition or something. It was like an homage.
Still.
Yeah.
Still.
So yeah, it's pretty cray-cray. It's funny that the guy got burned out for that. So.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what this shirt's from, but I think it's just like nothing.
Yeah, I know. It looks like a JoJo girls, but I mean, how many girls are in JoJo, right? So
All the girls that are in JoJo are memorable, though.
And they're basically men. Yeah. So that was my pick of the week.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was our sexist corner.
Yeah. No, it was just funny that, like...
No, it was funny.
People were outraged by that. Totally forgot about the comet landing.
Oh, man, look. We landed a probe on a comet. That's awesome.
And this guy was
no,
part of it.
No, this guy's on Earth wearing a shirt. I hate him.
That's the thing. He was part of it, too. So,
he deserves to be judged.
He's a scientist. What do you think these people are into?
All right.
I don't know. Now you're just encouraging the stereotype.
Yeah.
Because it's... But it's a stereotype.
No, but that's why he's getting picked on. Like, why can't he just like it just to like it?
Because it doesn't happen that way, man.
I think it does.
I don't know. I've never met, like, a dude bro gym goer who watches football every week who also then watches, like, Super Sonico.
But you have heard of an NFL player who plays Pokemon consistently on the road tours.
No, I have not.
You haven't seen those stories?
No.
Look, I don't know his name, but look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice.
So apparently there's going to be a Brony documentary, and I kind of want to see it.
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
That sounds like a waste of money.
I think that sounds interesting.
Yeah. They're just men who like a cartoon, okay? It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
It's like the same thing as...
No, that's fine. Yeah, but like, what do I need to know about you other than that?
I think it's fascinating. Just human culture. It's one of those things like... Yes. Why do you want to watch about culture in Japan? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, people who like anime, like, why do you want to learn about that? It's the same thing.
True. Why can't that be judgmental around you, okay? Just, like, stop logic me out of this.
That's why I lead this band of this band of idiots.
Band of brothers. Yeah, that's my pick.
Cool. My pick of the week is a bit movie-related. It's all Spider-Man related.
Yeah.
Albeit no webs.
Yo.
So...
Wait. Was it on the web?
I did find it on the web.
Oh.
Cool.
But, so Sony's kind of, you know, they're looking at Marvel Studios and like, well, we need some of that big ticket movie conglomerate bull stuff.
Yeah.
But they only have Spider-Man to their name, and they're like, we need to build a huge world around this.
Oh, God. I have a feeling I know what this is
going to be. Yeah, so we know that there's going to be, like, the Sinister Six movie, the Venom movie, another Spider-Man movie. Well, they need to build it out even further. Get yourselves ready for the latest rumor, the Aunt May movie.
What?
How is that even remotely interesting?
It's going to take place in World War II, where she's going to be a spy.
Aunt May, huh?
What do you guys think about this? The looks on your face is telling me everything I need to know.
I have no clue where they would go with movie.
Is it
a short film?
Nope. It's part of the big Spider-Man universe.
I'm speechless because I've been waiting for this forever.
Oh.
This is what I've always wanted.
I've been writing all this Aunt May fanfic and they never contacted me. I don't know why.
This is unreal. This can't be real.
It's not.
Is it because they just picked a random character and said... This is the one that we can make a movie.
I think that they're just really desperate to make a big universe.
Around Spidey.
But the problem with Spider-Man is he's not that kind of character.
He's just him.
Yeah, his best stories are all low-key, not world-saving stuff.
And, like, even when you look at the comics now, they have, like, the Spider-Verse. like, they made a bigger thing with Spider-Man, but it's still technically all Spider-Man, because it's just all different Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
You're just focusing...
Spider-Men.
On whatever.
Jeez, man.
Spider-Mans. Mans.
Men's.
Mensa? Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. But yeah, like, he's just a very solo kind of character.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go, guys. Get hype.
Wow, whoa.
I don't know if it's gonna go down, but that's the latest rumor.
I'd rather have like a Mary Jane movie.
I hope that at the end of that movie they just have a clip of after Uncle Ben's death, she's already about to kill the guy, but then Spider-Man comes in. And she's already hunting down that guy to kill Uncle Ben.
And May flicks a switch in the kitchen and like the cabinets flip over to reveal guns.
We just didn't know it's all hidden. She already knows that Peter.
Oh my gosh.
She already knows Peter's Spider-Man. She just lets it go, you know?
She hangs out with the Punisher.
Yeah.
Oh man, that would be the best twist.
Right? She just already knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she trained the Punisher.
That would actually be good too.
I don't know. She led Captain America. She was partners with Wolverine. Who knows?
Oh, yes.
She was the original Black Widow.
I mean, this isn't as bad as having that Agent Carter show anyway, too. I mean, the one from Captain America, I mean...
Yeah, I agree. I don't think...
Same thing, right?
I don't think, like, I need that show to exist either.
But... Exactly, right? So it's the same thing, basically. Oh, thank you, by the way, for that picture you sent to me on my birthday. Oh. Of Chris Evans, you're just like, hey, girl. That actually made me laugh so hard. I'm like, this is literally the most funny picture. It is everything I could have asked for.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, happy birthday.
I think the best thing to come out of this announcement is thinking of different stories that Aunt May isn't...
And this was the final one?
Yeah, like Captain America meets Aunt May, and then he blushes because they, like, had sex in the past or something. And then it has to go through, like, a relationship arc.
Yeah. This could be the greatest movie of all time.
Like, absolutely.
I think it's like, it'll be split into, like, three movies, and they'll all be different, like, rom-coms. Shoot.
Yeah.
It'll be like May.
Actually, you know what? At this point, it'll never live up to the hype now.
Yeah, but it'll start off as May, and then the next sequel, when she's older, is Aunt May. So it's when she's actually an
Aunt May Parker.
Grandma Parker.
Or May last name, and then May Parker. Is yeah. She's finally married.
Agent May.
Agent May.
That's my pick of the week. Anthony, your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is cartoon related.
Okay.
So, I normally don't watch a lot of South Park, but South Park came out with an episode about the Oculus Rift.
Oh?
Oh.
And so, like, if you don't know, the Oculus Rift is a new video game peripheral. It's like a virtual reality headset. And they say with that... Sorry, Blavin just pulled out one of the old shitty Firefly toys that we were looking at.
What do you mean old?
It's this year.
It's brand new old reaction.
Shitty, yeah, old shitty Firefly toys. So, that toy's so bad.
I know. Oh my god, the second wave came out, they're even worse.
This is the worst.
Sorry.
Anyway, go on.
South Park Oculus Rift.
So the Oculus Rift is... The Oculus Rift is a virtual reality headset, and they say, like, with that and, like, nice noise-canceling headphones,
yeah,
they're, like, it's, like, the closest you can get to, like, being in an experience, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, so South Park did an episode on it, and right. Not to spoil the episode too much, but it was, like, Inception styles of virtual reality.
Okay.
And they were just making fun of virtual reality the whole time, so it was, like, no one knew who was in the Oculus Rift. And they were all having different, like, things happen. Like, they were going deeper and deeper into the Oculus Rift hole. Like, they had, like, a loop of Oculus Rift stuff. It was, like me explain, like, that's, like, explaining a joke is never funny. But, like, I suggest watching.
Certainly is not.
Yeah. I suggest watching this episode even if you're not, like, if you're just a video game fan. Like, if you're not even much of a South Park fan.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, a really, really funny episode. You can watch it for free on the Comedy Central website.
Yeah.
So it's just really awesome. The link will be in the YouTube description. So
yeah. I guess I've never been into South Park.
I think South Park hits the nail on the head, like, on certain episodes.
Yeah.
But, like, I've never followed it.
I think, like, I watched one episode when I was a kid. Who was the fat one?
Cartman.
Yeah. I think he got, like, probed by an alien.
Oh, yeah, that's the famous one. Yeah.
And I didn't understand it. And as a kid, and I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
No, I didn't start, like, understanding, like. I guess the more political jokes are, like, referential jokes until I was older.
Yeah.
But, like, to me, like, ha, he farted fire and then a satellite came out his butt. That's funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's just my 8-year-old, like, 10-year-old brain being like, uh-huh.
Yeah, but I mean, the best thing that came out of it was how they treat Canadians. They're pretty funny.
Terrence and Phillip?
Yeah, she's like, I'm not your buddy, friend. I'm not your friend, buddy.
yeah, Terrence and Phillip, those are good characters. Yeah. But yeah, just, I suggest watching that.
Cool.
It's a good time.
Neat. Any other picks of the week, guys?
Yeah, what other happened? This has been actually a lot of stuff that happened this week.
Okay, I got one.
Go.
Guys, know who Amy Jo Johnson is?
Yes! No. Pink Ranger.
She was on the streets of Toronto on Young and Dundas, and she dressed up as the Pink Ranger, and she started singing from her album. Like, she has an album.
This is unreal.
Boo!
Why?
Because she's...
She allowed to do that?
She's doing a little indie movie thing.
Okay.
And they need to raise funds, so she's like, I'm just gonna use my star popularity to raise...
Did she make a lot?
Oh, they reached their goal. That's why she was on the street in the winter, dressed up as the Pink Ranger.
Gonna piggyback on and she's, all your
she nostalgia. Has a, she has an acoustic guitar, and she's, like, singing her album.
Did she have the helmet or no helmet?
She didn't put the helmet on, because she has to sing.
Yeah.
But she has all these lead-up videos, and, like, Jason David Frank's like, oh, I heard you needed a costume, so I'll send you a costume. David Yost is like, you're crazy, but go for it.
And, oh, they have videos of them?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, they sent her all these support videos, like, the older Rangers, and, like... This is for a good... And it was cool. It was cool.
We're going to see this YouTube?
Yeah, you can watch... Oh, I don't know if it's on YouTube yet. Like, it's on
Vimeo.
You'll see... No, because the actual video is for supporters only first. Mm. So okay. I don't know when the real one's going out. But there's a couple people who were there. Like, I had a friend who was there, and he just took a video from his cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, very like, cool.
That's really neat.
Oh, so it was like a concert thing. It wasn't just her on the street.
No, it was... Like, she made everyone aware that she was going to be there, but she just literally stood on the corner, brought her a guitar, and then a group
just... That's so cool!
Just formed around her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you don't know how you feel about this?
You're gonna what?
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Like, she can't just, like, let her...
Wow! Knowledge.
Like, she just has to rip off of everybody's nostalgia.
Yeah, you're starting off strong today, man.
All right, Anthony, guess what? When you need to get crowdfund, do not solicit your workout here on TNIB, because we will not support it, okay?
We'll have lead-up videos and be like, you're off out.
The video will be for this.
No, it won't be. When you're off on your own thing doing your video game streaming, do not reference this, because we won't support you.
What if
you?
I'm part of the show? It'll be an extension of the
TNIB
brand.
TNIB Inc. does not...
Yeah, it'll be an extension of the brand.
No, I will put out a PSA, and put it'll a post like, on your little campaign saying TNIB does not approve.
It'll be like that. It'll be like that. He'll be like that announcer from fucking Hunger Games, just sitting there. It's like, we are TNIB. it's pretty funny.
Oh, Mountain Dew came out with a new flavor.
Oh yeah, this Dorito flavor.
Yeah, Dorito Mountain Dew. Guess what it's called? Guess. I know you know. Guess.
No, I actually don't.
You don't know?
Oh, is it Dorito?
Dorito.
Oh god.
Dorito flavor.
My side. That's funny.
Kids on some university campus said it tasted like liquefied cheese.
That sounds disgusting.
It's awesome.
So,
I'm assuming it also is carbonated.
Yeah.
But you guys like... My. Okay, that's pretty gross. But I mean, you guys like fondue, right?
I've had chocolate fondue. I've never
had like fondue as long as there's something to fondue.
Come on.
More like fondue.
No, fondue. Like do the do.
Oh my god. They have to pay us for that one.
Gosh.
Awful.
That's so gross. Do you think it'll be like in Taco Bell, so you can get like a Doritos Locos Taco?
No,
then also get Doritos on the side?
I think it'll be an add-on package next time you buy Call of Duty.
Hey, the first run of copies come with a bottle of Doritos.
Man, just think. Some people spend their lives trying to get humans in the outer space. Some people make Doritos.
I want that job, man.
So, like...
I want that job.
Just think about the priorities, you know?
I wonder if, like, the marketing people were, like...
I would love
if
to be...
If they were, like, this brand's gonna go far, we're gonna do it. Or if they're, like, this is so dumb. We need... Just get it out the door. Get it out the door so we can just work on something else.
That is the job I want. Part of that... Just to lead that team.
The R&D team?
Like, I just come in one day, guys, do Doritos.
You bust open the double doors in your fucking Gucci suit.
And then whoever's there just has, like, you know, is about to, like, drink a coffee, just drops it on their lap. And he's, like, totally writing, drops their pen. It's just, like...
the high-up executives are just like, what is this?
Some just guy, throw money at you. It's like, let's do this!
Some guy just, like, bursts into flames.
He just writes a blank check in your name, and he's like, do whatever you need to do to make this job get off the ground.
Oh, gosh.
Just panic controls. Just, they don't know how to handle such a good idea.
A fire starts. Oh,
that's my dream. That's my dream career right there.
I would like for some time in my professional career for me to do that. Yeah. Like, to have a moment where I just have an epiphany, and I bust through a meeting, double doors wide open. Guys! X. And then, like, they're all like, what? Like, I would like that to happen.
He jumps out the window.
Yeah. I was like, this is so good! I'll never think of anything better! And he just jumps out. But he has a parachute, so it's all good.
Alright.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Any more picks you guys want to...
I'm trying to think of any more dumb things
throw out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of dumb things that happen every day. Especially in Facebook, how infested it is with these news stories about new things. So,
did you hear about the kid who faked death from a sniper bullet?
Nope.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, some kid in the Middle East, he faked getting shot by a sniper.
Yeah.
So, like, a bullet, you see a bullet hit the ground.
Yeah.
And he, like, stops, collapses to his knees, and just lays on the floor limp.
Yeah.
But there's, like, no blood or anything. Yeah. And then, like, after, like, 10 seconds, he gets up, runs to a car to save his sister, and he runs back to safety.
Oh, good for him. It's pretty nuts.
It seems like some 10-year-old kid just... Good I don't know if him. It's fake or not, but...
Well, okay.
This isn't actually a real war zone thing, right?
It looked like it.
Oh, wow.
But that's crazy. The internet is very convincing.
Yeah.
If only it was that easy in Call of Duty. You just get... Somebody shoots, you hold the circle button, you crouch prone. He's totally dead. And then you get him and shoot him.
That works a lot.
No.
Yeah, it does.
It gives you confirmation that you killed someone.
What are you talking about?
Like, if
I'm shooting... I mean, as a countermeasure to someone shooting you.
Oh, yeah.
You just go prone. Because they're like... They just expect you to stand there and get shot in the chest.
Guilty! That's what I do. 'Tis the way.
I just never stop running.
These are true facts.
The only thing... I think I'm so bad at the Treyarch games, because the only thing I do is just... I just dolphin dive.
Oh, the dive?
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's a guy. I gotta dolphin dive into the
deep. I do that going around corners.
There's no room for maneuvering.
Like, what is up, guys?
Yeah. When I see a corner, instead of peeking out, I just dive and turn the camera. I'm like, I'm gonna make the shot, or I'm gonna die.
And John Woo this.
Yes. Yeah, this ain't Dead to Rights. You know, like, do you remember that game?
Yeah, he's awesome, and he has a dog.
Yeah. He does do that, right?
Yeah.
The John Woo shooting style.
Yeah, it's all slow-mo all the time. Yeah. And you got a sweet dog that kills insta-kills people.
Yeah.
Advanced Warfare doesn't have that, does it?
His grappling.
Slow-mo?
No, the dive.
Oh, dive? No, I don't think so.
Oh, because they have the pack.
It's not a Treyarch game, right?
Yeah, the exosuit.
And yeah, they have a grappling hook, I think?
No, they have the
exosuit. Is that a single player?
Oh, I think that's a single player.
Oh, okay.
But multiplayer is like...
Double jump? Wall run?
Yeah. No wall run.
What?
It's just multi-dimensional boost.
This game sucks!
Whatever.
Can I ground pound?
Yes.
Cool. Please.
Like, when you boost in the air, you can come down faster.
No, can I boost down?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
For your AoE, yeah.
Nice.
But then you're, like, stuck there.
Oh.
Destiny style,
you like, you got, like, a second or two where you're just vulnerable.
Boo. Okay.
Cool. All right, then. Let's move on to our weeks.
Hello, listeners. You enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world too.
After that very quick break, we have returned.
Yes.
We are one man down.
We lost one.
Again?
To the flames, to the fire.
This isn't the first time.
You may have won the battle, but you haven't won the war!
Man, we may have lost one of our brothers, but...
I wish I had a phoenix down.
Well, Blaven will return next week.
Hopefully.
tomorrow's his birthday, so if he gets alcohol poisoning, you know what happened.
He got drunk.
Yeah, and...
Because I fed him tequila. without any chasers.
I'm sure he could take it. He needs more than a couple shots to get wasted.
No, he needs to smell beer.
Oh, yeah?
He's very lightweight. Like, he'll drink half a beer.
And I find that done. So unbelievable.
It seems to happen. He gets the glow.
I feel he like...
He starts making a fool of himself like, more than
usual. No, because... Oh, no, it makes no sense, because he's bigger than both of us. And, you know, like... That's how it works, right? The bigger you are, the more it takes. Like,
usually, I
guess. Yeah, and... Half of it has to be an act.
I could see it being an excuse.
Yes. But yeah, that's Blavin. Let's just keep talking about Blavin.
Okay, yeah.
Let's do that.
So we bought him Magic.
Yeah, we did.
Because?
Tell us.
He said he was going to quit Magic.
Yeah!
So we're like, you know what present we need to get him? A Magic box.
Yeah.
To store all of his Magic cards.
Yeah.
Like, you think he's going to quit?
We have this conversation, like, all the time.
I know.
And considering he's been telling us he's going to quit again, no, he's not going to quit.
He's not going to quit, no.
No. Wasn't it, like, just 2 weeks ago where he was like, I need to. I'm so inspired to make it to the GP again.
I think so. Or, like, he was going to a GP?
Actually, didn't he say he's going to the Philippines in, like, February?
Oh, yeah, Manila?
To do the GP there?
Yeah.
So.
And then he's like, oh, I just want to be not... So, I don't want to be a social butterfly anymore.
That's a lie.
And then he leaves in the middle of a podcast
yeah.
to go be a social butterfly.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn. Oh,
man. Man. And then he's having a big party tomorrow.
The hypocrisy.
Yes.
It writes itself.
Oh, Blavin, you are a walking conundrum.
I hope he listens to this.
I hope so. You know he doesn't. That's the best part.
So we can just say whatever we
Blavin feel like. Never listens to this show. Even though it's very easy to acquire it. I think I tag him in all the posts anyway, so he knows when they're up. But, yeah. What do you think about this, TJ? I know, TJ's not here either.
Man, it's only the two. Just the two of us.
Yeah, Blaze's brother was here as well, Blaze. So he left too.
Wait, well, that's his ride. That's not his fault.
That's true. That's true. Okay. So shall we talk about our weeks?
I guess.
Do you want to bring up anything?
I'm doing...
I know in the show notes here it says nothing new.
Yeah, so like literally everything I've been doing I've talked about before.
Yes.
So
any new revelations between them?
I finished a new arc in Hunter x Hunter, the Greed Island arc. They go into a video game.
Mm.
That arc was really good.
So you're really liking Hunter
x Hunter? It's the shonen show I've always wanted, where it's like... The really stereotypey adventure-style storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But where battle actually has a consequence, other than bruises. Like, I guess, like, is it okay to, like, it's not to spoil a fight, but in one fight, one of the characters, he, like, to counteract an attack,
mm-hmm.
or to get a hit on the guy, the enemy has this attack to make bombs,
yeah.
So he can explode... the things around him with his hands, things that he touches.
Mm-hmm.
So the character who fights him sacrifices his hands so he can kick him in the face. And then, right, so he loses an arm and then half an arm, and, like, one of his arms is just connected by muscle tissue.
Cool.
And fighting actually has a consequence. It feels like an actual life and death situation.
Does anybody die?
Yeah. People, like, they had a mass murder in one chapter.
And you don't like Attack on Titan?
Too much politics, man. Not enough adventure.
Okay.
Like, because, yeah, the part I stopped at was where everyone was blaming Eren of, like, being a Titan spy or something. And they're like, we're going to bring him into court. And I'm like, this just turned into Law and Order. Like, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good.
Mm.
What else have we been doing? Actually, I think I like that a lot. I read, like... probably over 100 chapters over the week.
Oh my.
Over the week.
Oh my, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you caught up yet?
No. I'm on 190 something.
Of
330.
Wow, you're like more than halfway there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm killing it.
You're just blazing through that.
The last one I did this with was like Gantz.
Oh yeah, yeah, you finished that, right?
I finished that in like a month and a half.
Wow.
And that's like 600 chapters.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. You're stupid.
It's good. It's good.
Okay.
The ending sucks. But the rest of it's
weird. Really?
The ending's garbage.
I remember you saying this.
Because it felt, because they ended the series, right? Uh-huh. And I don't think it was the author's choice.
Yeah.
I think it was just like, listen, like, we just not going to run this in our magazine anymore. So end this soon. And so he's like, okay. Ending's trash.
Hmm. Cool. So Hunter x Hunter, yeah, cool. It's
highly recommended, still. 2 weeks in a row.
Is Gon still a kid?
He, I guess since a year's passed since the beginning of the manga, he's now 13?
Yeah.
Instead of 12?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, him and Killua are, I still don't know if that's how you say his name.
Killua.
Yeah, like the alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like Killua. So I'm like, is it Killua?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Kalua, I guess? I don't know.
Kalua. No, yeah, it's Kalua.
Okay. I keep thinking of the alcohol. But yeah, he's from like a family of assassins. And he's been trained since birth to be a cold-hearted murderer.
Oh, he's Altair.
Yeah, and Gon has awoken the childlike nature within him because of their pure friendship.
Interesting.
Which makes for, what I've learned recently is a lot of BL pairings between Gon and Kalua.
Really?
Yeah.
Clue's the guy with the white hair, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he uses a yo-yo.
Right, yeah.
And then Gon uses a fishing rod.
Yeah.
What else have I been doing? I'm doing my New Game Plus run of The Last of Us.
Oh, okay.
So, playing with it. I'm doing the New Game Plus while collecting all the collectibles. And, like, doing everything that the game has to offer.
Whoa.
And I forgot how boring it is to play a game with a guide. Like, just to be like, okay, go here, pause, read, pause. Like, where I am now, I could have been, like, double that distance if I just played normally, but...
But you want everything.
But I want everything. I need those, those trophies.
Is that your motivation? It's pure
trophies.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a trophy for beating the game on every difficulty level, uh-huh. So I just started on Survivor and you get all the easier ones. And then there's one for beating it on all the difficulties on New Game Plus, so Survivor Plus, I get all of them. And then, like, after I do this run, hopefully the only ones I'll need to get are the multiplayer trophies.
Yeah.
And then hopefully...
Are you going to get those ones?
I don't know. Like, people are really good at multiplayer now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I hate multiplayer, like, achievements or trophies.
Yeah, they're not fun.
Nope.
And especially when they become unobtainable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Resident Evil 6... No, 5. When they came out with that multiplayer mode, I bought that, and it turns out, like, 2-3 months after they released it, they shut down the servers.
Wow.
And I was like, I bought this big grand pack on sale, and I can't even play this DLC I paid money for.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, that sucked. Bayonetta still.
You're still playing that?
Yeah. I did my third climax, which is hard mode pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, first, second, third climax, and then infinite climax is the hardest.
That's the last one?
That's the last one. And in, I haven't started my Infinite Climax run, but in Bayonetta 1, that was the difficulty where you didn't have Witch Time anymore.
Oh, they took it away?
Yeah, they take it away in Infinite Climax. But with this one, I don't know. But I unlocked an item that you can trigger Witch Time at will.
That sounds helpful.
It's very helpful. But you have to have magic to use it. It's not just
still infinite free. Sounds helpful.
It's very helpful. Yeah, man. I played Diablo.
More Diablo?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I bought a screwdriver.
For what?
To open up my NES games.
To clean them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yo, man. So, the last story, because my week's boring. Home Depot is literally a building filled with testosterone.
Yes.
I went in there, and you know, like, the empty tool chests that you can buy to store your stuff in? Like, there's nothing in it, so it's not heavy when you buy it.
Mm.
Right? This guy was just walking down the aisle. It was middle of winter first. Or it's not winter yet, but it was zero. It's cold. In a t-shirt. No jacket in sight.
Yeah.
And he's holding this tool chest in the store, just flexing. Just, full-on flex. And I'm like... What are you doing? Like, who are you proving to? Me and the 80-year-old guy who wants to fix his sink? Like, what's going on in this store? And just everybody, like, no one's helpful. Like, I guess, like, everyone's always, like, they have this, like, manly persona about them. And it's like, it's all...
Yeah.
Everyone trying to prove themselves. It's like, who's got the better... I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't fucking know.
Did you want to continue
that? That store frustrated me to no end. And I was only there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't like Home Depot. Oh man, that place. Ugh.
I feel like everybody's judging me.
I don't get that feeling. I feel like you're right. It is just testosterone city, though.
It is.
And no one helps you because they're like, you walked in here because we assume you know what you need.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, do you guys have, like, I needed brass polish or brass cleaner. And so I was like, I told the lady, I was like, I need brass cleaner. And she's like, oh, well, we have brass polish. I'm like, do those things do the same thing? And she just gave me this, like, look of, like, disgust. Like, you're not a true man. You don't know what brass polish does? Ew. And I was like, what the, man? They're two different words. I thought they were different. So, yeah. I'm cleaning NES games on my spare time, so they work without me having to blow in it.
That sounds very creative.
What are you talking about?
No, you're...
It's not creative, it's...
Your hobby. That's my point, yeah.
I stole it from the internet.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Not really.
Unassembling things to clean them.
And then assembling them back
and
together.
And then reassembling
them. And then when you put it in and you test it and it still doesn't work, you're like, fuck.
You're like, I gotta do this
all. And then you test it again, and then it's like, oh, this cartridge is just dead.
Yeah.
So I threw out, like, 2 copies of Top Gun for the NES.
Well.
You want a copy of Super Mario 2?
Nope.
You sure?
No.
I need to get rid of them. I have, like, 5 copies.
Just, listeners, if you'd like a copy of Super Mario Brothers
2... And you're willing to pay for shipping.
Then write in at tnib.letters@gmail.com, and we will send yours out right away. We'll even have Anthony sign it.
I think that'll lower the value.
Even better.
Yeah, that's it. My week's boring.
Cool.
Nothing much going on.
Yeah, my week's been fairly similar.
Really?
Yeah, nothing too interesting. Except for Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh my gosh, the arrow shooting simulator?
Yeah.
Yo, I saw you pressing 0 buttons.
I was looking at my phone. I wasn't even looking at the screen.
So engaging.
So what you saw me play was the multiplayer.
Okay.
And I literally just started that character. So my only attack was that.
Sure, whatever, make excuses.
That and long shot. But, I don't know, the multiplayer's weird. You remember the Mass Effect multiplayer?
No.
You don't?
There was multiplayer in Mass Effect?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No. I don't think I ever played it.
It was like Gears of War Horde mode. You didn't play that? That was like the... That was great.
Was that in 3?
Yep.
I must have played it.
It was fantastic.
I have no recollection of playing it, but I must have played it.
Okay, well...
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah, okay, yeah. I played it for a bit, but I got in way late, and everyone was already max level.
Yeah.
And I was just like... Everyone... I would never play a game, because everyone would vote kick me, because I was so low level, so I just never got to play.
Yeah, so... But you remember when you start out in that game, all you could really do was shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before you level up to get your skills?
Yeah.
Dragon Age is the same thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like that, only instead of being confined to one large room, you're like dungeon crawling.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're going through stuff, and events will pop up, and you'll have to do escorts within there, or you'll have to defeat the boss, and you can go in with different... And the thing is, you all have different classes.
Oh, okay, so you can't get matched up with, like, another archer?
No, you can... But depending on your class layout, that will be beneficial or not beneficial to your thing. Like, there's certain areas where only a mage can open it.
Oh.
And, like, when you saw me playing, our party was getting smashed because we had 2 mages and 2 archers.
no one to hold damage?
No. Oh, wow. So we were all glass cannons. That was it.
That's hilarious.
So that's why. And we just, like, we were all level 1. We couldn't do anything. But, yeah. So that's the multiplayer. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Did you play the single player?
I did. I'm going to tell you this, though. This game doesn't come out until, by the time you guys hear this, tomorrow. So
and
Tuesday.
How do you have this game?
I got a review copy?
What?
No, online.
Totally. Fuck you! Oh my god. Like, I was just like, boom, jealousy. I was like, what happened?
No. I still have EA Access.
Oh!
And they let you play it, I think, like 5 or 6 days early.
Wow.
Yeah. And you don't have to buy it. It's like a...
Just if you have a subscription that...
Yeah, they have it for all their games, actually. All their new upcoming games.
Oh, okay.
It's a 6-hour trial for everything. So I also tried Live and NBA Live, and that was a stupid decision.
Sports!
Yeah.
Because we're so into that.
Wow. But no, so I've only put it a couple hours in. I think I might have 3 hours left on my trial. But I haven't really progressed in the story. Mm. All I did was make multiple different characters in different classes to see what I wanted to play as.
Okay, that's cool.
The character creation is super deep. It's probably deeper than Elder Scrolls.
Like the sliders on cheekbones and stuff? Uh-huh. Like, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of dumb stuff you can do. Only they're not sliders like that. It's more like, you know, it's like a square and you have to pick, like you move.
Oh, you so know, they're presets.
Not necessarily.
I don't know. Like, but I mean, like, you're going to choose your lips.
Yes.
And you have 17 different options of lips.
Yes.
Is it like that?
Yes, but then you go to each one of them, and then you can modify them all.
Oh, okay.
So, needless to say, if you like character creation, you should be satisfied. But yeah, I tried all the classes. Going in, I thought I was going to play as the archer, like the rogue archer. Coming out, I'm going to play as the rogue archer. So
I was correct, yes.
I knew what I liked, and I'm going to play with that. But it's the third game?
Yes, the third game.
Is it?
Yes, it's the third game, even though there's no 3 on it. It's the third game in the series. The first one, Dragon Age Origins.
Oranges? Dragon Age
Origins. Oh, I wish. I wish.
Dragon Age Origins.
Oh, man. Rolling around Florida.
The dragon?
Yeah. Gosh, looking for that Tropicana?
Yes. Okay,
Sunny D.
The golden orange.
Yeah. DLC content is California style. Oh, man.
How's this not a mod?
I don't know. But, yeah, so the first one was a very classic BioWare tactical RPG. The second one, Dragon Age 2, was a bit more hack and slashy.
Okay. Yeah. That was the one everyone complained that it was like, oh, they took it away from the original formula. And...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Dragon Age Inquisition, this one, is somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
So it's tough and tactical, but it still has the level of accessibility for newcomers to the genre.
Okay.
I put it on Nightmare mode, just because I wanted to see how hard it would get. Or... No. No.
Was it a nightmare?
I got rocked in the tutorial.
In the tutorial?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I got to the end of the tutorial, like, I'm doing alright. And then the boss came and said, nope, you're not. So, yeah. If they bring back the tactical camera, and I've always liked the tactical camera, because it lets you play all the characters.
Okay.
And it's fun. I like that. Looks great. You know how in BioWare games they give you, like, the different decisions for your conversations?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now they've implemented that into the actual, like, main missions. Mm-hmm. So now you'll have branching paths within your main mission. Like, do you want to take the sneaky route and climb this mountain? Or do you want to just charge in through the gates? Do you want to? So they try and diversify your story a lot more. And so far, I'm really, really enjoying it. It's definitely taken a lot of inspiration from Skyrim.
In terms of?
It's a big open world with a lot of stuff to do in it.
All right.
Only in Skyrim, it's one huge map.
Yeah.
In Dragon Age, it's probably like more than 10 areas, but each area is still pretty huge.
I guess it's more like Dragon Dogma, I guess.
So, or
did that have instanced areas in the Outer Worlds, or was that just only towns?
No, I think it had it in the Outer Worlds. Yeah. Dragon's Dogma was not as big as Skyrim, though, right?
Not that I remember.
No. No. But, like, if you put all their maps together, it's as big as... In Dragon Age. It's probably as big or bigger than Skyrim.
Oh, okay.
But the only thing is, like, if you want to go from, like, the desert to the winter place, you can't walk there. You have to warp there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But that's the other cool thing. It means that you can have a world that looks like areas that are totally different.
Oh, okay. So there's not just a part in the world?
No.
Where there's, like, I'm half in the ice world, I'm half in the lava world?
No. So you can do that. And then they also have this mechanic of... Oh, I forget what it's called. But it's basically, it looks like a big map of tactical stuff.
Okay.
Like, they show the whole entire world of Thedas. And then you can send your army and troops to go do these...
Oh, you have an army?
Yeah, I think the story is something like... Okay, so they looked at their best games and, like, Mass Effect 2 is the one everyone loved. What was the story in that game? Gather a party? Suicide mission. What's Dragon Age Inquisition? You are the Inquisitor. You are a king. You need to get political advantage and loyalties and I don't know, recruit other armies.
Are there any relationship things, like, course. Just, like, all BioWare games?
Yeah, yeah, okay. of course. There's a couple gay characters, so sometimes you could try and romance them and be like, sorry, don't sing that way.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and, yeah, the best parts about the game is definitely the characters. They're great. A lot of the party banter is awesome. So they'll just, like, you know.
That's surprisingly important. It's, like, a very small thing, but, like, when you hear the same banter over and over again, it gets, especially in a long game, it kind of gets really grating.
Yeah, and there's a lot of characters, so depending on what your party makeup is, they'll always react differently.
There's unique interactions.
Because a lot of them don't like each other. Some of them like each other. I usually roll with the all-girl party, though, so it's pretty sweet.
Just chilling. Me and my biddies.
Yeah.
Killing fools.
Uh-huh. And then there's, like, the super macho dudes. I'm like, hey, you don't need to be in my party.
Are you just decked out in purple and you wear, like, a feather cap?
Oh, no, but... because I put on the option that takes helmets off.
Oh, okay.
Because I like not having helmets on in my RPGs.
You need to be a wizard, so you have a cane. You need to be dressed in all purple with a feather cap.
Yeah, that could
work. And then
work.
Then you have an all-girl party.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm really liking it. It's probably the game... so far, I'm barely scratched the surface, but so far, it's my favorite thing I've played this year.
What game else came out this year?
Brave the Default.
Oh, shit. That game did come out this year.
We always go back to this.
But I always forget.
Yeah.
You know the worst thing about Alzheimer's?
You don't have a good memory.
It doesn't happen just the one time.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's that. The other thing I'll mention is the first two games were on last gen.
Mm-hmm.
Inquisition's on this gen. Obviously,
current gen.
Oh yeah, this gen or current gen. Obviously, you cannot transfer your saves.
But wait, is there? What do you mean?
Because you know how like in
So it takes place like it's a direct sequel, and like your choices in the old games
mm-hmm.
mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But you can't transfer your saves. So what they have online is this thing called Dragon Age Keep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Google it, you'll find it. But it basically, like, when you play the first two Dragon Age games, you need an EA account, and they do that in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff saves to the cloud somewhere when you were playing back a couple years ago. And while it's not your save, they take all your key decisions and they bring it into the Dragon's Age Keep. And you can look at every decision you've made between both games.
That's pretty cool.
And if you hit play, it'll tell you the entire story of both games in like a 10-minute video. And then after that video is done, you can go back and be like, I didn't like this. And you can switch all the choices you wanted. Like, if you want, like, for example, so you made a mistake and you're like, well, I didn't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I could switch that. And then when you have the timeline that you like, you can say export and you put it to your EA account. And when you go to Inquisition, you upload that.
It's nice to give the option, but I don't think I'd ever do that. I kind of like the thing with Mass Effect and like where your decisions were pretty permanent
mm-hmm.
unless you wanted to play through the game again.
Mm-hmm.
Or unless you got the PS3 version of 2 because there was no version of 1.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I kind of like that. That permanency of it.
Well, I mean, like, yeah.
You don't have to change it. I'm not saying that the game is bad because it has this option. Like, it's an option. I don't have to use it if I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, that's probably not for me. But I can see other, like, I know people who are, like, even in Mass Effect, they're like, man, I wish I could change this because I didn't mean, like...
Yeah.
Especially in Mass Effect when you have, like, the conversation topics and, like, sometimes what you pick isn't what you thought they would say.
Yeah.
And it was an important decision.
Mm-hmm.
So in kind of like that, it's cool that they have those options.
Yeah, I think in Dragon Age, though, it matters more and it matters less at the same time.
Okay.
Which is weird because in Mass Effect, it's pretty much are you a good guy or bad guy.
Yeah.
In Dragon Age, it doesn't go that way. It's always been like...
gray area?
Yeah, or? It's like, who do you align with more? And it's like, do you like mages or do you like Templars?
Mm-hmm.
And it's neither is good, neither is bad. And when characters leave or die... it's not because you did something wrong. They might have just not aligned with your decisions. The other thing, too, is unlike in Mass Effect, where in Mass Effect you were the same Shepard, Dragon Age, you're a different character every time, taking part in a different aspect of the world.
Yeah.
So even though you bring over your decisions, technically they don't really matter.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because I know they, I spoiled it for myself, but in Inquisition, you run into the main character you played in as two.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And they have their decisions that they've made, but they're not part of your game anymore.
True.
So it's kind of like, well, what did you...
Can you recruit yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no, of course not. No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure you can.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, but... Yeah, because like in my first game, I let my hero die.
Okay.
And then in the second game, I don't know. I threw her off into the... She wandered and disappeared from the world. Mm-hmm. So in this game, I don't know what they're going to do with them. But, yeah. I'm interested to see how it goes. I heard it's a very long game. And I'm sure that me setting everything up to the highest difficulty will only make it even harder and longer.
Are you really going to go all through Nightmare?
Yeah, yeah. I want to. I'm just like... Because the thing is, if I play on normal, there's almost no need for the tactical camera.
Yeah.
And I've always felt that takes away from the fun of the game.
Oh, okay.
Like, when you just sit there and you're holding the button and you're like, yeah, that's great. But if I up the difficulty and it causes me to think and be strategic, like, that's what I want to do. It's, you know, like, these games are basically, I'm playing MMO with a group of people, only I'm all the people in the group.
Okay.
And that's what I want to do. And, yeah.
I know for me, like, with those kind of games, like, usually if there's not a new game plus, I'll want to have completed the game on a lower difficulty setting before just going straight into the hard one. Because, like, at least in my experience, there is always at least one boss fight, which I despise, either because, like, something is not clear or something is very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And not, I can just imagine not having that knowledge beforehand and getting into those fights on a harder difficulty would just make me stop playing the game.
Probably. I would not doubt that at all. Yeah. And the good news is here, you can switch the difficulty on the fly.
Oh, okay.
So,
but if you want that achievement, you can't switch it.
Yeah, you know, I've always hated that. Like, I always feel so bad at myself if I have to lower the difficulty midway through the game. Yeah. Oh, the other thing too with the tactical camera, they set it up, and there's something about it that I don't like. I wish I had more control with it. So think of a dome, right, or a circle, right?
Okay.
Cut the circle in half, you have a dome, and you put that on the battlefield. In the middle is your character.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they've aligned the right stick for the camera is you can't control height. It just follows everywhere around that dome circle.
Oh, okay.
So but I always like having it at 45 degrees behind my character.
Yeah.
But I just want to pull it out further.
To see
more.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't. Because it's just stuck to that.
I wonder if you could do that. Like, is this game coming out for the PC?
Yeah, and I'm assuming that's going to be a mod.
Yeah.
Or that's part of, like...
Or if it's just part of the PC.
Yeah. I don't know why it wouldn't be included in the console versions, because there's more than enough buttons to account for it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just one of those small little things that are like, oh, could have been awesome.
But now it's just middling.
Yeah. 10 to 5. That's how I feel. But no. I'm definitely psyched to get the full version. I'm still debating if I want to get the physical copy or the digital one. But yeah, we'll see what happens on Tuesday, if I feel like walking out to the store or not. But yeah, no, I like it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Never really been into the Dragon Age games, but this, like, they sound like they've changed the formula so much since the original.
The one with this one that I'll say is it's very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you just want to get into, like, a deep adventure and you're there more for the story and stuff, and you just want to explore the world, then yeah, it's great. You don't need to have any prior knowledge. And it's also awesome for those who really want to be in that deep RPG kick-my-ass experience.
Hmm.
But, yeah. I don't know. Maybe if it's on sale. I don't know. It's not a game I would recommend to people just... haphazardly, just because...
Oh, okay. Just like generally, oh, this is a great game.
Yeah, because, like, I know that this game definitely appeals to my personal preferences.
Okay.
And, like, you know, that's the only thing. Anything else happened this week? Anything else? I can't really think of anything. Anything new? Still watching my weekly shows and animes.
I wonder about the bugs.
Oh, Terraformers, yeah.
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 Is that still gross?
It's gross, and the most recent episode is kind of sad. It's kind of heartbreaking.
Two star-strung cockroaches in love with each other just can't be together.
No, they got together.
Ooh.
Not the cockroaches, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Got together in heaven.
No, it's like, what if Frankenstein's monster found love? And then...
Can he love?
And then what if his wife cheated on him?
Frankenstein would go apeshit.
But he didn't.
And he just...
He forgave her.
He became emo Frankenstein?
I don't know.
He forgave her, or he was just like, aw, and then did nothing about it?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what he does about it.
Okay.
But there's another series of events that really...
A series of unfortunate events?
That really take it to another level.
Okay.
So, yeah. Still not as good as Gundam Build Fighters. The best anime on TV right now.
I you know what? I haven't watched anime in a long time.
Yeah?
Like, the only thing I've watched recently is, like, a shoujo show. It's like Gakken Shoujo Nozaki-kun.
Yes.
It's about, like, this dude who makes manga, and this is, like, a slice of life. It's, like, it's my yearly shoujo fix.
He makes manga?
He makes manga, but then he bases all of his characters off his friends, mm-hmm. and then he meets all his friends throughout the course of the show.
Right.
And then there's the main girl who likes the mangaka, and then...
Does he like her?
Hilarity. He's oblivious to anything but manga.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So he doesn't notice her advances, he doesn't... notice her liking him.
Poor girl.
She only has eyes for him.
So she's loyal is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Your type.
What? Get off this.
Yes.
I like that. It's my yearly shoujo fix.
Are they like, do they what? Do they just...
It's a slice of life show.
No, but like how long has it been going on for?
It's like 12 episodes, I think. It's over now.
Oh.
I think it was a summer or a spring show.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Never mind. All right, then. I don't know what else I should say. I think that's the end of the show. Unless you have anything you want to bring up.
Naruto ended?
Yeah, it did.
Like last week?
We talked about that last week.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're like, Naruto ended. Are you sad?
No.
Did you read it?
I read the last chapter.
Was it interesting?
There's a lot of kids in it. Like, all of their kids.
Yeah, I heard there's a sequel already.
It's not a sequel, apparently. It's like a spin-off miniseries. So I don't think it's going to be Naruto length, but it's with Naruto's kid.
Yeah.
His name is Bolt.
He named his kid Bolt?
Bolt.
Like, after the dog?
I guess. Guess what? Who's the pink-haired girl?
Sakura?
Sakura and Sasuke's kid's name is.
Sakura and Sasuke. Okay.
Guess what her name is?
Kanada.
It's a girl. So.
Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah, it's a girl. It's a daughter.
Julie.
Nope.
What?
Salad.
What?
Yeah, S-A-L-A-D.
Salad. They don't say salad, do they?
Salad.
Or is it salad?
I don't know. It's not the anime. It's the manga.
Salado-kun.
It just says salad.
Salad. That's some poor fan's translation.
No, I'm gonna get it.
No way.
Salad.
Salad? Jeez.
Remember Choji? The fat guy?
Yeah.
He does the boulder? He has the best kid.
Oh.
Because his kid is also a daughter, but she's also fat like Choji.
Yeah.
But, like, she's not self-conscious about it. She's just, like, attitude-y. So, like, one guy called her a pig, and her one, like, the best line in that whole chapter was, yeah, I'm fat, so what? Deal with it, peace, sucker. And then she just walks out the classroom. And I'm like, oh, I want a spin-off of her character.
who did Naruto end up with?
Hinata, I think?
Oh.
But, like, I always thought she died, but apparently she didn't.
Huh. And it's a boy, and his name is Bolt.
Bolt.
Cool, I guess. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it ended.
Bleach ended?
No.
Oh, okay.
Some stuff's happening in Bleach. Every chapter is, like, 20 pages, but it's all action scenes and no text.
Oh, God.
So you just fly through it. It's just people fighting and, like, godlike powers.
Okay.
The Stern Richards.
Okay, what about the big one?
One Piece?
Yeah.
They're...
What? They found a new world!
They are in, I think literally, if I remember correctly, the third flashback in one arc.
What does that even mean?
They have had three flashbacks in one arc.
Okay.
They had a flashback of the island before it was taken over by Doflamingo. They had a flashback of this girl's that they just introduced in this arc of her life with her dad before or after he was turned into a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're having a flashback of Trafalgar D. Law's life, the guy with the panda hat.
Yes.
Of his life as a child before he had his devil fruit.
I don't even know.
They've had three flashbacks.
This series, man, I don't get it.
Like, I feel like it's like I'm just in an abusive relationship.
You are. You
like,
are. They're just
like, oh, look, we'll give you a new chapter. Oh, wait. But it has nothing to do with today's events. Yay! And Oda's old, man. I don't know. He's got to end this soon. He's, like, 40?
He's, like, 40?
At the pace this is going, he's not going to end it. Maybe he's not going to make it.
Maybe that's his plan. It's like, there's just never going to be
an ending. There's never going to be an ending.
Oh, that would just tear the hearts of every One Piece fan. Because then you know, even if they try to end, it's be like, well, that's not the original vision.
That's not what he would end
Yeah.
As, right?
For me, that show's non-canon after he died.
Yeah, after he died, it's just not... It's all fanfic from there.
It's like, it's not the same.
God damn it.
Man, One Piece.
I still think the best manga I'm reading right now is One Punch Man.
Sounds like Hitman, but okay.
Which is... This guy is so powerful that he can kill anybody in one punch. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before.
I think so, yeah.
The art is just fantastic, and the story is just so ridiculous.
Wow.
It's my kind of show. Like, I don't think you'd like it at all.
Probably not.
It's fun.
Yep.
They introduced the guy. His name's the King. He made it to the S rank of heroes.
Okay.
And without ever fighting, because he has a scary face. So every time a monster shows up,
that's how he.
And he has the.
What the?
He has this thing. It's the King's engine, where you're like a engine revving.
What?
But he has like a heart condition that makes his heart beat really loud, stupid. And you could hear it.
Jeez.
So they say like with his mean face and the King's engine, no monster ever fights him because they just give up.
He's terrified.
He shows up and they just all give up.
He just casts fear and panic.
Yeah, he just casts fear and panic. But he's really like an otaku. He plays like dating sims. And...
Wow.
It's a comedy, by the way.
Oh, this makes a whole lot more sense.
It's an action comedy, by
okay.
the way.
I thought this was some like serious fighting.
No.
Okay. That sort of redeems it. Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Speaking of just stupid concepts that are awesome... This past week, Gundam Build Fighters. So you remember the main character, right?
The hot mom?
Nah. The main Gundam, I mean.
The one that... Was it like Wing Gundam? I don't know.
He looks like a...
He looked like a robot.
Yeah, he's a Gundam. Okay. He's regular Gundam. It's a three-man team.
Yeah.
And he's like the assault. The leader has an SD Gundam. She pilots like a little small SD Gundam. Who's the best?
Because it's SD?
No, because the pilot's the best.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, she's like, I invented this new Gundam just for you. And her SD turns into a ship.
Okay.
And then she's like, but there's a secret to the ship. And the ship has all this armor, and the armor detaches. And it's just this little plane that goes around. And the rest of the armor becomes a giant fist that the other Gundam wears. And then he just... And it's identical to the Shining Finger, only with a giant fist.
That's hilarious.
And the animation is straight up Galgagar when he gets the Goldeon hammer.
Oh man, cool.
Yeah, only he doesn't have the hammer, so I'm hoping
he
gets a hammer by the end of the series.
And then they'll get a ship later that is actually a space station.
Mm-hmm.
Just, they just rip the SDF-1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want a 1-to-1 scale SDF-1.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I do. No. You realize there's a city inside the SDF-1, right?
Yeah. I want NASA to make...
You know, Macross City is inside the SDF-1.
I want NASA to make a full-size SDF-1, and we'll go live in space.
I'd be up for that. But only if I could be one of the people who gets to be in the fighter.
I want
to
control the left arm.
Nope, I want to be one in one of the Valkyries.
Oh, okay. You don't want to pilot the actual
thing? No, I want to be in the transforming jet robot thing.
Stupid.
How is that stupid?
Gerwok is stupid.
Yes, because you're going to be the single left arm.
Yeah, it's like Power Rangers.
That thing can't even walk. It literally just stands there.
And punches things because it's so baller.
All right, we've killed enough time. I think we've made it to the hour mark.
Yay!
So there.
Quota met.
We filled out that last 15 minutes with nonsense. You got a full show this week, despite there only being two of us here for half of it.
And me not having anything to talk about.
Yeah, we made some good progress. You should be very impressed with us, audience. Anthony, where can they find us on the internet if they want to get in touch?
Find us at google.com.
Ooh.
You go to type in the search bar, Three Nerds in a Basement.
Mm.
You can find us on Twitter. Mm. I'm Kilroy Can't Kill. Vince is Vincent Sanchez. Blaven is at Blaven Blave.
He definitely is.
Where else can they go? Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Check out the website. TypeV3.podbean.com. I wrote a review for Bayonetta 2.
Did you know?
You can check it out.
Mm.
I think I'm getting better at making banners.
Good. It's good. It's a nice skill to have.
And now I'm working on a review for Sunset Overdrive. So
right.
Look for that.
Oh, interesting. Very... very nice. I've been noticing there's some people liking the Facebook page.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, who are these people?
Who are these people?
Yeah.
We thank you.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, like we're totally grateful. We're just saying, like, what?
I'm just surprised they found it.
After all these years.
Yeah, jeez.
I think we've just conditioned ourselves to real... that it was like, oh, this is just for fun.
Yeah.
But then when people actually like the page, we're like, what?
Yeah. And they... Yeah.
They're actual humans who... listen to the show.
People hit that like button. They're like, there's people out there
who would publicly admit.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll get comments on the podcast on YouTube and I'll be like, you listen to that whole thing?
Did I tell you the story of when my neighbor's a teacher and they listen to our podcast at her elementary school?
No. I think so. Yeah.
So my neighbor's a teacher.
Yeah.
And because she works at elementary school, they had to screen our podcast to make sure it was suitable for the kids to listen to.
Uh-oh.
And I think they caught us on, like, a good episode.
Oh.
So they were like, yeah, it's totally cool. Like, you guys talk about video games. And I was like, how do you know this? Like, my neighbor just blindsided me with this information. I'm like, have you been spying on me? Like, what's going on?
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, that was weird.
They found us on an episode where we were okay.
We were right.
I don't know about that.
I think it was one of the ones where we got that warning from iTunes. And then we're like, we should probably not swear anymore. Or I got... the warning from iTunes specifically.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was a while back. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah. That's the early days.
That warning was last year.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh,
I thought it was longer.
No, because I remember telling it to my friend, or to my boss at work, where I worked last year.
Yeah.
And that was recent.
Oh, okay.
But I think, when we were really bad, that was like...
when we were really bad.
When we were really bad. When we were the bad boys of the podcast world.
Yeah, that's it.
Wearing leather jackets and smoking.
That's why we got no fame.
Exactly. We're too bad. We're not likable bad. We're just bad.
We gotta be like the Backstreet Boys good.
We need six-pack abs.
No. You don't need that.
Do we need coordinating outfits?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already told you my plan for shirts that we should make.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We'll see you guys in 1 week's time. Enjoy. Bye.